he won in authority. Swan, not as upset as he put on, noted that Blade was in a position to whack the wizard if he got obnoxious. Smoke smiled.
Swan, once upon a time, all us old farts were young loudmouths like you.
Mather stepped between them.
Enough! Instead of squabbling, how about we get out of here before that mess catches up with us?
Remnants of the battle swirled around the toes of the foothills.
We can gather the garrisons from the towns north of here and collect everybody at Goja.
Swan agreed, sourly.
Yeah, maybe some of the company made it.
He glowered at Smoke. The old man shrugged.
If some get out, they can train a real army. They'd have time enough now.
Yeah, and if the Prabhrindra Dra and the Radisha was to get off their butts, they might even line up a few real allies. Maybe come up with a wizard with a hair on his ass, one who wouldn't spend his whole life hiding out in the weeds.
Mather started down the back of the hill.
Come on, Blade, let them bicker.
After several seconds, Smoke confessed.
He's right, Swan. Let's get on with it.
Willow tossed his long golden hair, looked at Blade. Blade jerked his head toward the horses below the hill.
All right.
Swan took a last look at the city and plain where the Black Company had died.
But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
And what's practical is practical, and what's needful is necessary. Let's go.
Swan walked. He would remember that remark. He was determined to have the last word.
Bullshit, Smoke. That's bullshit. I've seen a new side of you today. I don't like it, and I don't trust it. I'm going to watch you like your conscience.
They mounted up and headed north. Chapter 3 In those days, the company was in service to the Prabhrindra Dra of Taglios. That prince was too easygoing to master a numerous, factious people like the Taglians, but his natural optimism and forgiving nature were offset by his sister, the Radisha Dra. A small, dark, hard woman, the Radisha had a will of sword steel and the conscience of a hurtling stone. While the Black Company and the Shadow Masters contested possession of Dejagore, or Stormguard, the Prabhrindra Dra held an audience 300 miles to the north. The prince stood 5.5 feet tall. Though dark, his features were Caucasic. He glowered at the priests and engineers before him. He wanted to throw them out. But in god-ridden Taglios, no one offended the priesthoods. He spied his sister signaling from the shadowed rear of the chamber.
"Excuse me."
He walked out. Bad manners they would tolerate. He joined the Radisha.
"What is it?"
"Not here."
"Bad news?"
"Not now."
The Radisha strode off.
Majorindi looked unhappy.
"He got his hand caught in a monkey trap. He insisted we build a wall because Shaza has been having holy visions. But once the others demanded a share, he sang a different song. I asked if Shaza had begun having unvisions. He wasn't amused."
"Good."
The Radisha led her brother through tortuous passages. The palace was ancient. Additions were cobbled on during every rain. No one knew the labyrinth whole except Smoke. The Radisha went to one of the wizard's secret places, a room sheltered from eavesdroppers by the old man's finest spells. The Prabhrindra Dra shut the door.
"Well?" "A pigeon brought a message from Smoke."
"Bad news?"
"Our mercenaries have been defeated at Storm.